2. The Village. No, I'm not a good shot, but I shoot often. Theodore Roosevelt. Every year, as hunting season begins in the heat of an Indian summer, my first hunt is in the village. While I drive on the thin line of blacktop through the southeast portion of Arkansas, the mist gets thicker as the earth slinks away from the sun. There is something elemental here, evidence of a once vibrant life that's passed. Many things are half collapsed. I see overturned trucks and pervasive rust. Some towns come and go with each flutter of the eye, and some linger a little bit longer. Like McGee, a town that emits a sudden flash of light in the gray night. We're far back in a cornfield is a football stadium so bright and so polished that for a moment it is the most gentrified city in the South. The stadium is full, containing 3,881 townsfolk and all of their pride. And then I see why. A rough-hewn, crooked wooden sign on my right, hand-painted by a townsman, announces that in the next 30 seconds, I will be passing through the home of the Owls, the state football champions of Arkansas. Along the lake is a house that smells of cooking and a housekeeper named Betty, who is still repairing the ravages of the night before as the sun sets again. Men sit in antique lawn chairs, regarding the mystic order of the heavens, wondering what part of it all is theirs. Their families are called the Mancinis and the Berberas and the Pagonis, the descendants of the Italian and Lebanese immigrants that came to this place in search of wealth. On the great lawn beside the lake, a black barrel smoker slowly rotates the bodies of 25 chickens, their juices dripping, their skin bewitched to a dark gold. Whiskey and 30-year-old Chateauneuf du Pape appear from the depths of the cellar. There are ribs soaked in apple juice, cooked until the edges are rendered to a caramel crust, and tabbouleh and hummus, and crawfish corn muffins to honor the visitors from New Orleans, and a porcelain bowl of baked beans, as sweet as candy and musty with hickory smoke. In every direction are the flickering embers of lighted tobacco floating across sun-weathered eyes, smoke-flavored conversations, and a man injecting an imagined noun with a wave of his hand.